the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive. Woo! Woo!
Pretty girl, I'll give you satisfaction, but you all need it for this game. I'll give you sweet love you never had before. Yeah, you think you've seen it all, but you don't know what's in store. Come on, try it.
Okay, Groovers, I'm Phil Gray, back with another week of Way Cool 60s Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelia. This is episode 510 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and what a lineup we have for you. Loads of Global Garage a little bit later, but we're getting it underway with quite a few tracks out of the States, of course the home of 60s Garage. Began it with a band called The Mustard Jar out of Orlando, Florida, also known as The Chosen Few. Got to be a story there. I don't know what the story is, though. The Mustard Jar track called Try It, it's a cover of a Stan Dells track, lifted from Psychedelic States Florida in the 60s, Volume 4. The Mustard Jar, or The Chosen Few, notable for one of their lineups, including young Ron Ashton, later to join The Stooges.
Some terrible glimpse of life as it could be.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Here's one from a band of students based at the Wesleyan University in Salina, Kansas. Although band members were all from New Jersey, Brooklyn, and Staten Island, they're called The Immigrants. 1966 LP called Immigrants 66. They released covers of tracks from The Animals, The Beatles, The Zombies, Little Richard, and Chuck Berry. Here's The Immigrants with 225 Blues.
Thank you. garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
This is Steve from the States, and you're listening to the gold standard for proto-punk and garage rock, Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Looky there, ain't she fine? The boy love has stolen your mind. I know she's gonna lead you to ruin. That's the first step of doom. She's been stepping all over town, stepping on you just like the ground. I think I hear a crying sound. That's the last step of doom. She fine, little boy love has told your mind. I know she's gonna lead you to ruin. That's the last step of doom.
Set of three here on Retrospect, The Immigrants, 225 Blues, followed by The Wrong Numbers out of Mount Dora, Florida. Released on Paris Tower Records, 1967. The Wrong Numbers with I'm Gonna Go Now, A-side of that 1967 45. And thirdly, The Jolly Beggars out of Elmira, New York. The Last Step of Doom, cool track, that's off volume 21 of the Pebbles series.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s garage punk show.
Let's continue with tracks out of the States. It's time for one of those sets where I include some of the better-known 60s garage artists. getting it underway with a band out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, active between 64 and 67, best known for Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? Yes, it's the Barbarians. They also had that track Multi, a humorous and melodramatic autobiographical song chronicling the drummer's life and the loss of his hand. Multi, the drummer, you can see him in various pictures of the Barbarians, a hook for a hand, which he drummed with. So the Barbarians, this is their interpretation of the folk classic, House of the Rising Sun.
In New Orleans, they call her Rising Sun. That is built the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Hi, this is James Lowe of the Electric Prunes. You are tuned in to Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Punk on.
All my pride has been confiscated. I overestimated my ability to hold out. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Smashing my willpower, doing me in, girl. Mama came, mama saw, mama conquered. It's really nothing new, babe. Baby,
just happen to love you, baby. Well, I just happen to love you, baby.
My coat is white. Can I join your band? I'm a hippie guy. Always stone in my heart. My daddy was a soldier, played the fife and drums. Left mommy and the children starving in the slums. Pinched my granddad's savings, brought a new guitar. Set off to join a brass band. Someday be a star. Can I join your band? Oh, I'm afraid. My new guitar, my coat is sweet. Can I join your band? I'm a heavy guy. Always stone 8 miles high. There's a vacant situation. We'll accept your application. Learn to march and to play. Wait for the special day.
Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Thank you. not a kid. Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. No. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. We'll be right back.
As four better known garage bands here on Retrospect, Barbarians topped the set, House of the Rising Sun, then the Electric Prunes off their second studio album released 1967 on Reprise. It's called Underground. Final album from the Electric Prunes, or at least that original lineup that had any input really into the songwriting from band members. In 2011, it was included in New Musical Express's 100 Greatest Albums You've Never Heard. It's a pretty good album. Electric Prunes off Underground, track called I Happen to Love You. Then we went to the UK. The Creation, arguably not a garage band. I don't think they're well enough known to be described as anything other than a British freakbeat band. Formed 1966. Sort of a unique hybrid of pop, rock, psychedelia and their avant-garde. That's according to Sean Egan, Creation biographer. Debut studio album, We Are Painter Men, released June 1967. Included the track We Had Can I Join Your Band from the UK's The Creation. Then wrapping the set, The Litter from Minneapolis, formed 1966, recorded three albums before disbanding, reunited again various times in the 90s. Off their 1967 Distortions album, She's Not There is done by The Litter.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we know how to do wrong, but we don't know how to do right.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I've dedicated the rest of this episode to Global Garage. You can see this next band up on our Instagram and Facebook, where you can see some others. Also remember, our track listings and link to every week's podcast is up on our Facebook, so you need to go there and give us a like. You can also leave comments and get in touch with me via that Facebook page. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk on Facebook. Do the same on Instagram. Appreciate the follows. So our Global Garage set is kicking off with a Mexican band formed 1967 in Mexico City. They were partly a rock band, partly a softer ballad-focused group, considered pioneers of what is now known as Grupera Wave. They're called La Tropa Loca, the Crazy Troop. Lots of rock covers in the early days, later on lots of romantic ballads. First performance, 1967, performing at a 15-year-old's birthday party, for which they were paid 800 pesos. Let's check them out. La Tropa Loca with El Fanatico.
Vengan todos ya a bailar aquí. ¿Cómo lo hago yo? Pues soy acogó.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Oh,
That's Global Garage out of Mexico, top of the set, La Tropa Loca with El Fanatico, followed by IMAT 65 out of Italy, an LP, Adovano, IMAT 65, released on Reefy Records in 1966. Few covers on there. For Your Love, Yesterday, Long Tall Sally, We've Got to Get Out of This Place, and the track we had, What I'd Say, or What Did I Say, depending where you see it written. Well-known cover, of course, from this band out of Bergamo, formed 1965, IMAT 65. Thirdly in the set, Les Somethings, off a very rare French EP released in 1967. Les Somethings, out of France, the track's called Oh Non. Now, if you'd like to hear something different, I've branched out in my output recently. Retrospect is not the only music-focused radio show and podcast I make here in Hamilton, New Zealand, broadcast via Free FM 89.0. Here's another example.
Planet Waves Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast. It's a planet-free deep dive into global sounds. Brought to you by Free FM, 10 p.m. Fridays, and podcast via all good podcasting platforms, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. At Planet Waves Podcast.
Yes, if Afro Fuzz, Afro Beat, Afro Jazz is your thing, check out Planet Waves Afro Sound Podcast via all good platforms, but not Spotify. They didn't want a bar of it. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. Back to the 60s garage. Here's a band formed in the Rimac neighborhood of Lima, Peru. They're called Los Mutables. And in 1969, they had their Space Age-inspired recordings released on MAG. An astonishing mix of outer space sounds, raw fuzz guitars, and groovy rhythms, recalling the best of the American garage groups of the time. Los Mutables. This is Pason en la Luna.
Than ever before.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Sucedió algo raro, fue. Qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio. Algo volador en el cielo vi, luego se perdió. Luego regresó, luego regresó. La puerta se abrió, alguien descendió y un sonido raro fue el que se escuchó.
Somos locutores de Ovnilandia y hemos venido por ustedes para presentarlos ahorita mismo en nuestro programa Agogo.
¡Pero no podemos!
¡Ah! ¡Se niegan! Han de saber que si no aceptan venir con nosotros, no volveremos a transmitir más música de la nueva ola.
Oiga, pero de veras no podemos. Estamos grabando. Oiga, de verdad, no nos es posible. Oiga, no puedo. Ahorita en este momento no. Por favor. Se lo pido. No, no puedo más. Se lo pido yo. Algo me asustó. Algo me asustó y no sé qué fue. Algo sucedió, algo raro fue. Qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio. Algo volador en el cielo vi, luego se perdió.
Long set, four tracks, Global Garage, Los Mutabla out of Peru with Pasón en la Luna, followed by Avancio 5 off an LP released in 1969, Somos Jovens, Brazilian band. Just the one LP, Somos Young, Somos Jovens. Not much information exists about this band. I took a track, Não Sou de Ferro, from Avancio 5 out of Brazil. Another Brazilian act after that, Luizinho SS Dynamites, Luiz and the Dynamites. 1964 LP on RCA Victor called Choca Queima out of Rio de Janeiro. Luizinho had earlier in the 1950s been a member of the Blue Jeans Rockers, classic rock and roll band in Brazil. Luizinho SS Dynamites are described as a kind of transition between instrumental rock, the Beatles, and Jovem Guarda, the Young Guard. So it really mirrors the story of American Garage, doesn't it? Instrumental rock bands, influence of the Beatles, a new young guard of musicians. The track was called Dynamite, then we wrapped it up with one I really love. Los Ovnis, formed as the Teddy Bears in Mexico. Lots of cover versions, lots of TV appearances. Cool track. Los Ovnis with their cover of Baby Please Don't Go. So tracks out of Mexico, Italy, France, Peru, Brazil. And here's another one from Peru. Formed in Juanseo. In 1966, I believe band members were all disc jockeys from 1964 onwards. Saved some money, decided to travel to Lima to buy motorcycles, jeans, and leather jackets. They walked past a shop, heard the sound of electric guitar being tested, decided to buy instruments instead, and form a group. They bought a battery and an amplifier, a guitar and a bass, but nobody knew how to play those instruments, but they were determined. They formed as Los Landers. They later changed their name after receiving some sponsorship from Datsun, the foreign market name for Nissan, and became Los Datsuns. Cool story. You can see them up on our Instagram and Facebook. Here's Los Datsuns seeing out this week's retrospect. En el Sol is the track, out of Peru. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s, Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.